Welcome back. It's been a while. I know it's I've kind of taken like a couple day hiatus. I took Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. So that's a 4 day hiatus without posting, and if you're mad about that, sorry, but needed a break briefly just to focus on some schoolwork. Let's just hop right into it. First on our agenda is news. Now, I am going to stay running. I'm doing only running and cross-country news. I'm not going to do any, like, world news. It's only going to be running related. So, I'm going from May 30th to, January 1st, which is today. May 30th, David Foster is the most improved junior sprinter. All right, let's see. This is all on MileSplit. I accidentally clicked an ad. Okay, good. Recruiting Rundown by Travis Miller. This was published on May 30th of 2020. A Texas sprinter would be considered the most improved. It's not often that a Texas sprinter would be considered most improved during the indoor season with only a few opportunities to compete. David Foster. I want to see if they have his times here. They don't. How about I just look up his MileSplit? David Foster. All right. Dang. I do not want to sift through. I'm guessing. Yeah, I think this is it. Ooh, 10:29 in the 2020 outdoor season with a 100-meter dash. 200-meter dash, his PR of 21:75. All right, so this kid is crazy good. Just going to throw it out there. It's pretty obvious after him throwing out a 10:29 100-meter. Holy crap, he is zooming. So that's David Foster is the most improved junior sprinter. Let's see what else we got. Not gonna do all of them. I'm only doing like interesting stuff. Sophie Atkinson runs a 10:11 in the 3200. Wow, that's great. That's insane. Is this a video? Yeah, it's a... Oh, wait, no, it has an article. But it is a video. Can I pause the ad? There it is. Sophie Atkinson. She's the Katy Cinco Ranch distance runner. Competed in Austin at the 800, the 1600, and 3200 last season. She dropped PRs of 2:13, 4:53.42, and 10:39.6. Wow. Going out and saying that her mile time is faster than mine. She's crazy good. So it sucks that her junior year was canceled due to COVID, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what she accomplishes in her senior year next year. Let's see. Hmm.
Oh.
Evaluating 3-year progress for top senior hurdles. Let's see. This was published June 1st, 2020 by Corey Mole. It's not really an article. I think I might have to have MileSplit Premium for it, or like the membership. News, nothing really interesting aside from like the Atkinson, Sophie Atkinson running a 10:11 and 32, and the sprinter just dropping a casual, a nice casual, David Foster being the most improved junior sprinter, dropping like a really nice 10:29 100. There's really not a lot over in the PR department, which is kind of what I'm looking for. Also, like, just maybe news regarding running in general. So that's kind of it right now for news. Don't really have a lot on, in the news section, but, I might, do some more in the future. I think news is gonna be, like, prominent forever in my podcasts. So, next up on the agenda, what's new for the new, for the season? Well, for this season, I'm going to bring on some new people. I'm expecting to have a good amount of guests on, just so I'm not doing a one-man show type thing, which has kind of been the meat of my podcast episodes. They've been mostly just me talking to a microphone. It's been fun, but also at the same time kind of boring. I feel like I strive better talking to other people. So that's up, hopefully coming soon, maybe next episode, if I can like arrange something with a friend or a fellow runner. I am going to hopefully, but so school year ends for me at least in a week from now, on the 15th of June, so I don't know. This is like our second to last week. So in the summer, I am planning on doing daily uploads, just because I'll have a lot more time on my hands, and I'll just like, you know, I'll be able to do a lot of stuff. So that's coming up, so stay tuned hopefully for that. And that's it for like what's going on for this kind of for this season. I've been training a lot, so maybe I'll start like a YouTube channel. I don't know, so I can post like podcast episodes on YouTube and also post like running stuff, like running related stuff. Like, you know, MileSplit does like Workout Wednesday. Oh, wait, no, that's FlowTrack. Sorry. FlowTrack does Workout Wednesdays, and MileSplit has like videos about races and whatnot, so maybe I'll do something like a Workout Wednesday, and it'll be like a video of me doing a workout every Wednesday. Most likely hills, because that's what we do on Wednesdays. But I just finished my big assignment for English, which is one of my four or five classes. So I'm really looking forward to finishing up school soon, so I can make more of these and have more fun. So next, this is kind of going to be a short episode. I'm already on my third agenda item. I'm going to extend this season into 10 episodes, just because, you know, I feel like my 5 episodes usually are shorter and they get kind of dealt with quick. So I'm just going to do a nice 10-episode season from now on, and I'm going to stick to one intro, the 96 West, like, stock intro I have on this podcast app. I like, it was first showcased on the first season, so if you're new here, maybe give it a listen. Or you're listening to it now, so I'm sure you've listened to it now. But every season, I think I'm going to be changing the background music. Like, it's in the background. And you really don't notice it after a while just because it's like that. You just kind of phase out. I might do more news because I am already at 11 minutes and I want more time. So, what's else on the news? 5 biggest questions of next year's recruiting class. Oh. Published June 1st of 2020 by Garrett Zatlin. Yeah, Zatlin. I think I said that right. Oh, he's a Milesplit recruiting correspondent. Okay. Who will replicate NC State's distance running success? The men and women at North Carolina State are typically one of the better teams in the country when it comes to recruiting and eventually developing distance runners. However, this year's incoming group of women is far beyond what we could have imagined. Ooh. So, it seems that North Carolina State is going to be recruiting a very good amount of excellent runners in the distance area. I'm not sure, it doesn't say anything about sprints, unfortunately. Like to see how that works. Oh shoot, there's been an ad on the entire time. If you heard that, because it doesn't play the audio for me, so I don't know if it's on. I don't know if it's on the stuff, like, I don't know if it's on the recording or not. Might have to listen back, but, yeah, it looks like they're going to be recruiting some very excellent, women for their team. It doesn't say a lot about guys. Yeah, it's not really saying anything. So there's that. I plan on, hopefully I can reach out to him soon. One of my buddies committed for cross country at a Pitt. So hopefully I could get him on, tell him like what's, I guess, his secret for like getting into college under a running scholarship. And yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be enough for the news today. So I'm just going to kind of chat about what's new. Next week, I'm starting my rigorous cross-country workout schedule. So hopefully I end up improving by the upcoming cross-country season if we have one, which is another thing. Like, due to COVID-19, I'm not really sure how cross country is going to play out, so I don't know if I'm going to like be able to race, which would suck because I like talking about races and stuff like that because it's really fun, like talking about the course you ran on and like what's going on, like what to expect if you're in the area I live in, which I haven't disclosed yet. I don't think I've been pretty good about it, I feel like. But I'm going to just leave it off here. I'm at 14 and a half minutes. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you haven't gone out on your run, go ahead and do it. If you have, congratulations. You did a good job staying fit and active during these uncertain times. And if You're doing this while run. If you're listening to this while running, wow. You're doing really good multitasking. I hope you guys enjoyed. Hope to see you on the next one. All right, see ya.